Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to extend greetings to you all in the precious name of our Shepherd, Lord Jesus Christ. I was blessed this morning with the verses that the boys picked out. I just wanted to encourage them. I've noticed that I've probably seen more change in them since we started doing that than any time before. Just a real application. I just want to encourage you boys that I notice an application of you actually applying those scriptures in your lives, and how it's just really a blessing. So I want to encourage you to continue allowing the Word of God to mold your life, that you can continue to be like Him, as we sang that song, "Oh, to be like Him." Just a real blessing. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Father, give us wisdom. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 10. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus talked a lot about follow me. Follow me. Talked a lot about shepherd. A lot of his parables were about simple things. Farming and being a shepherd. Things people understood and knew. And examples. But I want to talk this morning about those things. My sheep know my voice. You've often heard, and we've talked about that it's just a real blessing how it is just so practical. I can step out into a pen of cows that I'm overseeing, and they know my voice. They know when I'm calling them. They know whenever that they just recognize, and they'll come running at times. And then there's times that they get kind of fat and lazy, and they'll hear me, but they're just not too interested in following. But if they're a little bit hungry, they'll just run as soon as they hear the slightest sound from me, and will just come running. I just want to encourage us this morning to take from that and be like a hungry sheep. know the shepherd's voice. We have an example, the servant of Abraham in Genesis, that he sent out to get his son a daughter. And often I've read that story, and whenever he recounts it, you know how he went into a far country and took 10 camels with him and went and found Rebekah, and he tells that story whenever he's talking to Rebekah's family, and he says, "I being in the way," and that's always blessed me, "I being in the way." The man was a servant, a follower of his master, Abraham. And we can take several examples of this, of being a leader and being a follower, and how they both go together so well. This servant, being in the way of his master, Abraham, are we in the way of our master? Can our master just send us on a mission? And depend on us? Can he just leave us at our station and depend on us to be in the way? Are we determined enough to be like him that he can go off to a far country and prepare a city for us, and when he returns, find us in the way, following? Can he start us in the right direction and on the right path, and we will determine to stay on that path till we hear from him again? Remember the story of, this was a true story during one of the wars with the Japanese. One of the battalion, one of the companies, or the, oh, I don't know what they would call, a small band of Japanese soldiers was sent out, and they were told to guard this certain area. And they went out, and they had learned to survive in the wilderness, and they were told to stay in this particular area until they heard otherwise. And one by one, they all got picked off until there was only one of them left. And so he just decided that he was going to maintain his post. Thirty years later, someone found him. No one told him the war was over. No one told him that a few weeks after he got sent to that post, that the war ended and he could come home. They forgot about him. But something like 30 years later, they found him. And where he was at? Right where he was told to be. You think that man's faithful? A lot of people would call him pretty stupid or foolish. But he was sure faithful. Can the Lord depend on us to be that faithful? Can the Lord depend upon us to think when we think, well, the Lord's forgotten about me. I better go do something else. This is getting pretty boring sitting out here. This isn't as fun as it used to be. Can the Lord depend on you to be faithful? Maybe He's put you out on that post. He has not forgot about you. He doesn't forget like men do. Can He depend on you? Once He learns to depend on you, He'll give you something else. But until He can depend on you, anything you do is going to be a mess. Until He can depend on you, He can't use you. We think of the life of Jesus. Well, Jesus is even an example of us. We talked a little. We don't hear nothing much from Him from the time He is 12. We don't hear anything from Him from the time He is 12 years old until the time He was 30. He was just out in the jungle being faithful, waiting on further instructions. He was just there waiting. We read stories in the Bible about how people, they do great things. And we read autobiographies of how the high points of, the exciting points of people's lives. But we don't see the years and years and years that people spend paying their dues to get to where God can use them. If we've got to jump around and hop around and keep everything exciting all the time, God can't depend on us. God uses men that are dependable and faithful and loyal, so that when He gives someone to you, they can depend on you to be there. See, if the Lord can't depend on you to follow Him, that someone who would follow you can't depend on you either. But they don't know that. If you have to a lot of times people talk about church leaders or being a leader or starting churches. they get a little group following them. And then it turns out that it's a little harder than what they thought. And so they want to run off and go start something else. But if we can't take care of what God has given us, don't go start something else. You need to go somewhere and learn how to be dependable. You're not helping anybody until you can be depended upon. Until God can depend upon you to be there and take care of that little thing that He's given you to take care of. Sometimes that's pretty hard to learn how to do. That'll come with struggles. That'll come with problems. But the Lord has given you that charge. Take care of it. If someone's given you someone to watch over, take care of them. They may eventually go away, but don't let it be your fault. Don't you go away from them and leave them neglected. Be faithful. What would your baby think that after you've born them, if you just left them on a bench somewhere and said, "Well, I did my part," they're depending on you. Be faithful. On you. We can take this application or maybe just put it into people are often feel like they're led to do something, to go here, to go there, to do this, or to do that. If God's given you responsibility where you're at, stay with it. He's not going to lead you off and cause you to stumble or cause you to trip someone else up. A lot of people really are concerned about leadership. They don't want someone to feel like, or they don't want to feel like, or make someone feel like they're following them. God has set you and I to be leaders. Leaders in your home. Followers of Jesus. So that someone else can follow you. See, when Jesus said, I'll return again, He will. But that was 2,000 years ago. You don't think He's had shepherds on the earth since then? He still uses men to be leaders. He uses followers to be leaders. And if you want to be a good leader, you need to be a good follower. You need to be a shadow. Thought about that just as the idea of being a follower. Be a shadow. Be a shadow. The servant knew what Abraham wanted. And he was a shadow enough of Abraham that he didn't have to have Abraham telling him every move to make. He knew what his shepherd wanted. He knew what his master wanted, and he was a shadow of his master. He was submitted to his master. That master could leave things in his hands, and he didn't have to worry about it. It was taken care of. Wives, you know what your husbands want. Carry it out to the point where he doesn't have to worry about it being taken care of because he knows it's going to be there. You be his shadow. You be his shadow. That should be the goal of your life. Is to be his shadow. Know his will and carry it out. You know what he wants from the children? Carry it out. It's kind of a worldly example. But I heard it quite often. Man and a woman, when they first got married, they were just close. All the time. After they got married, She sat next to him. She was just close to him all the time. While they were, when they were first married, whenever they had drive in the truck or the car, if she had an opportunity, she'd sat right beside him. Several years later, she just got further and further away, and she wound up sitting on the other side of the car. She started complaining. "You're just not close to me like you used to be. We're just not near as close together as we used to be." And he just looked at her and he said, "I'm still sitting where I was sitting. You're the one that's moved. You slid plumb over there to that other door." You know, a lot of times in your relationships, who moved? In your relationship with the Lord, who do you think it is that moves? Who's the follower? Does he belong to you or do you belong to him? You want a better relationship? You make your life patterned after the one you're following. And you'll become the shadow. And you'll be close together. If you want to be closer together to someone, you want to build a better relationship with someone, look where you're at. That's the whole idea of repentance. That's the whole idea of repentance. Getting back to where I'm the shadow. I'm the servant. Getting back to being in His way. Things grow cold. Warm back, get right back up there. Become the shadow. Make it the goal of your life to be as close as you can. Return. It's your opportunity. When He can depend on you to do His will, He can give you more and more freedom. Whenever you become a good shadow and a good leader, the good shadow, when you become a good shadow, and a good follower, you can become a good leader. Because He can trust you to lead. When you become a good follower, those who are following after you can depend on you. And they'll follow too. We don't become leaders just because someone has a title. Titles don't mean anything. I think that's why the Lord said, you don't need a title. The world gives titles so that we can know who to follow. But a real leader inspires people to follow. Not everyone will follow. My sheep know my voice. And they know my voice even whenever someone else is speaking it. You know, we've talked about our conscience. Whenever we're tempted to do what's right, or we're tempted to do what's wrong, and we have this voice speaking to us in our minds, whose voice does it sound like? Whenever God speaks, does He speak with a God-like voice, with vibrations? When the devil speaks, does he speak with a very wicked voice? No. They all sound just like us. It's all our voice that we hear these voices come to us in our mind, in our conscience. But we know when we hear the shepherd's voice that it's the shepherd. And so when someone else comes along and they speak the shepherd's will, we know that even though it's another voice, that this is still the shepherd's there. We recognize the shepherd's imprint on his life. We talked about, my sheep know my voice. My cows know my voice. But until one of the cows hears my voices, her ears perk up, hears my voice and her ears perk up, and she stands up, she'll start walking towards me. And the other cows will look and see that she's walking towards me. And so they'll all start getting up and start walking towards me. You know who I'm thankful for? Whenever I'm trying to get my cows to follow me, it's that first one that'll jump up and start following me. Because until she does, they'll all just stand there and look. they'll all just stand there and look. But as soon as that cow starts making that first step towards me, well, then another one will begin to move, and then another one. And pretty soon, the whole herd is coming down the hill. Except for those two or three stragglers. Dawdlers that are looking off the other way. And they're usually the ones that have the biggest problem getting through the gate and finding the hole without going off the wrong direction, winding up on the other side of the fence, bawling and crying, wondering how they're ever going to get back to the rest of the herd. They haven't learned to be followers. There's a lot of people with titles might tell you, follow them. But a follower, but a leader doesn't need a title. He doesn't need that special name, Reverend. He just is a leader. He's just following. Just learn to be faithful. Learn to be in the way and follows. Learn to be dependable. And then pretty soon there's people following and listening. Then you find yourself in a place of people depending on you. Can he depend on you? I've had a message or two about that. Can he depend on you? Then, can those who would follow depend on you? Several different directions there. Hopefully that we all have a place to fill. Sometimes that place is pretty obscure for a while. Sometimes it might be in a place that isn't too comfortable. Sometimes it's in a situation that just isn't too good. And if someone leaves, problem dries up, then you can see what you're supposed to do next. Be faithful. Father, we just come before you again and we just ask that you'd help us. To hear your voice, to do your will, Father. Help us be dependable and faithful where we're at. In Jesus' name. Don't have any questions or anything they'd like to share. Don't appear to me like that was very clear to me. But this one thought I would have had if you can't be dependable where you are, you better get somewhere, submit yourself to someone, and learn how to be dependable under someone. You don't have much business trying to start something new or being a trying to find someone else to teach or lead. If you're not willing to to be dependable where you're at, I get a lot of calls about people wanting, well, they just don't feel like they ought to be a leader. They don't want to be a leader. Well, you better get somewhere and get under somebody. If you're not going to be, you just need to be faithful.
Yes.
Mark of a leader is, or one that I've appreciated anyway, is just having been able to have those follow you just to carry on. Whenever your wife can, whenever you can leave your house and be gone, and your wife is where she's supposed to be, she can just take care of things, and you can. I mean, the leader we read about that, or the who can find a virtuous woman in Proverbs, there it talks about. The husband could go out to the gate and know that his wife was carrying on just like he needed done. She didn't have to run and bother him all day long. What do I do now? He could be there at the gate taking care of some of that business. He's trained her how to be a guide. Doesn't have to worry about it. That's a mark of something he doesn't have to worry about. That takes each one doing their part. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.